Make no mistake, Rick Olivares is a Vietnam vet. They'll probably never make a movie about his job there, but they've made plenty about the soldiers that his work influenced. Rick Olivares is the commander of the local VFW post in Bryan College Station, but from 1968 to 1972, his job was intelligence with top secret clearance for the U.S. Air Force.
I specialize primarily in intelligence photo interpretation, as well as a target specialist.
I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. We'll visit more with Commander Rick Olivares right after this.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
Sure, it was a desk job in the Vietnam War, but Rick Olivares' expertise as a photo interpreter and target specialist had him working with some of the most famous pilots of them all.
We worked with U-2 pilots and a lot of missions that they flew over in Cuba and missions they flew into the Eastern Bloc countries. At the time, we weren't supposed to talk about where they were flying and so forth, because that's 35-plus years ago. But I got to meet, of all people, Francis Gary Powers one time. Later on, he became, a traffic controller in Los Angeles, and I believe he crashed in his helicopter. But I got to meet him. The assignment was very interesting in that we would actually view some of the film that was taken by the U-2s and interpret the different sites from AAA and artillery to aircraft on the ground, ships maybe that were maybe moving across. And there's so many techniques to apply that field was interesting. And you can tell actually the speed of a ship by the wake it leaves and the angle. Also by the sunlight, you can tell if these petrochemical tanks are full or half empty of oils or whatever materials they have in there. So there's a lot of techniques you have to learn to interpret this. Plus, at the same time, you've got to be trained on aircraft recognition. We had to know all kinds of aircraft, from what the Russians used to their friends, and also we had to recognize a lot of different ships, what if they were SAM-2, SAM-3 sites, and so forth. So there was a lot of training to be done on that.
Rick Olivares was stationed in Thailand, not on the front lines of Vietnam, but right next door,
where I ended up working with the B-52s. Those guys were something else. That base actually flew missions round the clock. But the main thing was that we did a lot of plotting. We did a lot of target specialist plotting. We did a lot of photo interpretation. We did briefings and debriefings of their missions. And there were, of course, missions that I can't talk about that we undertook.
Each Vietnam vet has their own story. Rick Olivares is proud to tell his. He's proud today to talk about the activities of the VFW Post 4692, where he is the commander, and tomorrow he will. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.